you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, March 17th, 2021. Buckle up, everyone. I'm pretty excited today. It's going to come out as very evident, and usually I start talking really, really fast and slurring what I have to say. But as you know, if you tuned in yesterday, and I think I mentioned this last week, but we have an ad in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the March edition. It's on page A9, and it says, a way to support great news media, shop and give. Just shop your Illinois and Indiana Rural King on March 14th through the 27th. So that's since this past Sunday, basically 2 weeks. You shop at the area Rural King, and you enter your receipt in at their website, and 10% of your total purchase will be donated back to Great News Radio. And I thought, wow, what a great company to initiate in such a way. They are working with various churches and nonprofit organizations, and I thought, oh, we got to get on board. So last year we did it, and they sent a check, so it was really easy. Suddenly this check arrived, and it was great. So listeners had gone to Rural King and purchased everything from chainsaws to birdseed to fencing to clothing to all the snacks they have. They have just a whole wide range of different things. And so this year I saw that they were doing it again, and I thought, yep, we want to get on board early. Let's create some radio spots. Let's put our own ad in our Prime Life Times paper. Let's motivate our listeners to get out and shop at Rural King. And so the other day I said, gosh, it would be nice if I could get a hold of their CEO, but I thought a long shot with how busy people are and all the facets of somebody that oversees a pretty large undertaking would be very busy. And so I thought, well, I'll see if I can track them down. But I was so impressed, because if you go to the Rural King website, you'll see a real nice letter from the CEO of Rural King, Alex Melvin. Dear Rural King customers, serving you, our customers, is at the core of our values. It's a real nice letter, but it closes with John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. And I think I mentioned the other day on their website, because it's the special 10% donation back to your organization, they had a Romans verse right there on their website. And I thought, wow, there's a number of Christians involved in this organization, this business. And if you listen to their phone messages, like when you want to go to a certain department, I think one of the messages ends up with, God bless your day. And then the other day, my wife was there shopping and delivering some of the Prime Life Times papers. We have them at the Champaign, Decatur, Rantoul locations. My wife said, oh, the cashier said, God bless you. And I thought, I really like this Rural King.
Man.
All to say, with us on the phone lines is Alex Melvin. He serves as the CEO of Rural King. He's been in that position these past 10 years. And I'm so glad to know that you have been able to carve out some time. I know you have a crazy busy schedule. And we talked off air, and I said, do you mind maybe sharing a little of that faith journey? Because it's only been a few years walking with the Lord. And so I just want to introduce you to our radio listening family. You love your wife, Megan. You have 6 children. You live in our area. Mm-hmm. Rural King is family owned. So tell us a little about your story, your journey with Rural King, and we're going to turn this into a little bit of a testimony Wednesday. Usually we highlight something in the Prime Life Times. Maybe it's a story or one of the content contributors is in. But we're going to highlight the ad that we put in here about Rural King, and then you can educate us all in what Church Week is all about. So take us away.
It's a pleasure and honor to speak to you and your listeners, Mark. Thank you for having me. My great uncle started a business in 1960, And my dad took it over in 1978, and basically he was in charge of the business until 2011. And I took it at a very young age, at the age of 28. And today things are still rolling and going. You were just talking about our associates at our stores, and so you said the number of Christians in our organization, and I couldn't help but to think that's so true, and God's hand in this business. Just in the last 3 years, it's actually been 3 years, March 10th, 2018, I became a believer. I went out to see David Green with Hobby Lobby, and he helped me find my faith, along with my beautiful bride, Megan. And Megan had always been a believer, and I just, for some reason, didn't hear well. I'd always go to church, but just didn't listen. I was focused on too many worldly things. I was focused on the world. Everything I was trying to do with business was for the wrong reasons, and God changed my heart 3 years ago.
Now, when you said changed your heart, was there a specific moment? Was it reading the scripture, or this person was sharing? Was it an aha moment?
No, it was a phenomenal moment. So normally I spent a lot of time working, you know, prior to finding my faith, you know, it seemed like work was number one in my life. You know, even with everything that we had going on, you know, at the time we had four children, and I went to see David Green. I got a chance to go out there, and I didn't even know what I was searching for, but I got a chance to go out there. And when I got out there, all of a sudden I'm sitting around a table of 20 people that are Christian leaders, and there I'm sitting. And they're asking about praying, and shoot, I was really uncomfortable all of a sudden. And I was in the wrong place, but I was in the right place.
Right, right.
And, you know, it was great to see David being so humble and such a great leader. And I never thought, you know, Christians can make money. And it took somebody like him to show me the way. God knew that. And a good, strong business leader is just doing great things for the Lord. And for 2 days, we got a chance to see and talk to businesses and his family and what they're doing. And they led me, in a sense, to Christ. I got a chance to see Bible artifacts that were thousands of years old. And all of that helped. And when I came back home on a Saturday, I was sitting in my office like I usually do on a Saturday, used to do on Saturdays, would be working. And at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm struggling, reading verses and trying to put it all together. And I texted my mom and dad a verse at Luke 12, verse 16. And my mom then said to me, as I snapshotted it, and she said, it said, the next verse is down, said, do not be anxious. And she said, what's that next part read? And as soon as I read that, do not be anxious for nothing, as soon as I hit that, boom, the Holy Spirit hit me, everything that I had learned, and goosebumps. I started bawling my eyes out. It hit me hard, just right there in my office, all by myself. Just unbelievable moment, and I'll never forget it. Changed my life forever.
And you were about in your mid-30s at this point?
I've been 34.
Okay, 34 years old, and I'm sure now as you've connected with different people and Christians and family members, are you hearing from like Megan and others, Alex, we've been praying for you?
Absolutely. C12, I'm part of a group now. It's called C12, and our CFO, which brought me out to Hobby Lobby, his name's Don Davis, great friend, been with us for 27 years. And him and a group of folks were praying for me hard for 2 years straight. My wife had been praying for me. So lots of prayer was happening.
Now, you mentioned your pattern, which is probably similar to many high-capacity leaders or people that they work. And I have a tendency to be kind of a workaholic. Even in a Christian ministry, you can turn that into your mini-God, your small-g-God. But you sounded like with your six children now, and I think you said you had a four-month-old. Is that a boy or girl?
It's a boy. So we have four boys and two girls.
Four boys and two girls. It seems like some of your priorities, I mean, you can still work hard, and God, you know, that Colossians verse, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, is working for the Lord, not for men. But it sounds like God is, whether he's recalibrating or helping you prioritize things. Take us a little bit through that. Because I think so many people get trapped or caught up in the world and pursuing the financial gain.
So my first 6 months, I knew out of the gate, you know, I had to decide. There was times there when I thought about stepping down as CEO. And there was times there where I was struggling because, you know, all of a sudden, you know, God was number one and my wife and family was number two. And then this business became number three. And it was like this new change of heart, you know. So I had to decide, could I do what I needed to do that the Lord was putting on me with my family and still be able to run this organization? And he was able to show me all the great people that were there to help. And he was able to show me that I wasn't the one doing it. And to be able to pull that anxiety down, I'm not saying I don't have, I'm not saying I have it all figured out yet.
Sure.
Because there's still times that I stumble. But, you know, he really showed me great people that we have across our organization and the leaders that were right in front of me. And man, I leaned on them and my less micromanaging, knowing that I'm not in control, that he is in control, but to also have all these great leaders that I can just help come alongside and just pulling back less of myself. And when that started happening, things changed. And so the change in our organization has came from that. And I can still get caught up in it, though. I can tell you, Mark, I saw my time through COVID was extremely tough. It was very overwhelming. And it seems like in those overwhelming moments that we think that there's so many things going on, especially for me, I can get trapped and I can go very transactional and not as relational. But thank goodness God grabs me back every time.
In case you're just tuning in, on the phone line with me is Alex Melvin. He's the CEO of Rural King. As you know, we're in the midst of about 2 weeks where if you shop at Rural King, 10% of your purchases will be donated back to Great News Radio. As long as you hold on to the receipt, you go to their website, and then you type in the receipt information and the amount. And if you have any trouble with that, Karen, our office manager, she'll walk you through, and she can even do it for you if you don't have internet and such. But I so appreciate Rural King and how they did this with us last year. And they're not just doing it with Christian organizations like with Great News Radio, but it's called Church Week, and it's actually 2 weeks where if your church is registered and your members go and shop at Rural King, they will do the same. They will honor the 10% back. Alex, was this something you came up with or your dad, or how long has Rural King been doing this, the 10% donation back to the organization or the church?
So we did it a while back, about 10 years ago. My dad had been doing that. He had saw some other farm stores doing it, and it was 5%. And it was nothing, you know, obviously at the time, you know, I didn't have God in my life, and it was something that I kind of foo-fooed. And so I was the one that actually eliminated it. And then, then through COVID, you know, we're very close to our church, our private Christian school, Arthur Christian School. We love our radio station that we listen to, and we have a heart for all those. And so, you know, I was just doing my morning devotional and prayer, and I was just sitting in quiet time trying to listen, and he told me that we needed to bring that back. And I came into the office, grabbed three of the leaders, and I let them know what I heard, what I would like to do. And, man, the team came together, and let me tell you, something that they put together within a short period of time with a website and so many great things came alongside it. We have unbelievable people here, and through the Lord's guidance, was able to put this together in a short period of time last fall, and now we're doing it more times. Now we did it in spring. We're planning on doing it in the fall again this year. I think there's something here that we're going to continue on, and, you know, through COVID, a lot of organizations, especially of private needs, got hurt, and we saw churches being hurt, and they weren't in session. Donations weren't happening. We were hearing radio stations not hitting their budgets. And we're just very concerned about it. And so we tried to grab some more generosity through our customers and with our associates. And I feel like it's a great program to get more generosity and more giving going.
Well, I can state emphatically from my point of view, I told Holly, I said, we got to buy some of those incidentals at Rural Camp that we may buy elsewhere. And I said, what else do we need over the next couple of weeks? Who do we know that needs a chainsaw or some other higher ticket item? And I will say, because I worked in retail for many, many years, I ended as the, not store manager, I was above store manager. What was I? I can't even remember my title.
Department manager?
Store manager and then,
district manager?
not district. I was still in the store, but it's open 24 hours a day. It has all the services, you know, 130 employees jumping around.
Maybe an operations manager?
No. It's a glorified store manager. And I served for Jewel for so many years, and everything was about sales. Obviously gross margin and work in different facets and cutting expenses and minimizing costs. But I do know that many retail outlets, and I think maybe even yourselves, it's been a real hard, tough road because people were holding on to their monies. There was so much uncertainty. Yeah. And so I just want to encourage our listeners, if you need some items, whether it's clothing or snacks or fencing or bird seed, we've gotten our bunny there. We've gotten our chickens there. We've gotten all sorts of different things. A lot of bird seed over the year, some fencing, some traps. And so we appreciate all the variety that you provide. But how have sales been the last few years? Because I know a lot of businesses are going under.
You know, thank goodness to the Lord, we've been doing good. Our company's growing. We added 6 stores this spring. Our goal is to add 12 next year. Hmm. And the leaders, you know, my great uncle and my father, they both did a great job stewarding the business and making sure that we stayed out of debt. And really did a lot of great things. And we got a lot of great people. But, you know, we always want to earn our customers' business through great prices and great products and great service. So I did want to say that. That's something that we always take value in. Yeah. And we want to continue, obviously, to just always push that direction. We are our customer, and we love the rural life. Mm-hmm. And so we stay very close to the business to understand our customer.
Yeah, in fact, when I looked at all the rural kings throughout our listening area, because we go all the way now beyond Macomb and Beardstown and Whitehall down towards Carlinville and throughout the area into Decatur where you have a store, and a number of listeners in Indiana. So I looked at, wow, there's a lot of rural kings in Indiana, and we have a number of great listeners in Covington and towards Crawfordsville and points of Indiana. So we're like, come on, everyone, over the next 10 or 12 days, you have until March 27th to stop by Rural King. And it can be a Rural King. Just say you're traveling through and you're in Decatur, stop by there. It doesn't have to be your own local Rural King, though that's always great. You know, shop the local stores in your community. But 10% of your total purchases will be donated back to Great News Radio as long as you designate the receipt by stopping by ruralking.com and then / Church Week. But you can also call the station if you didn't get to write all that down. But 10% of your total purchases, and I think it's kind of neat that it's 10%, and years ago you had done 5%. Were you thinking, hey, kind of let's give the tithe back to these organizations or these churches?
Yeah, I mean, we want to lean in harder than what we've done in the past, and this is just the beginning of our giving as a company, and we have dreams to do more, and I know we will as long as we continue to do what we're doing.
Well, Alex, I appreciate the faith journey God's had you on, and you're relatively a newer believer just the past 3 or so years. And I think you're in your mid to late 30s. Are you 38? How young are you?
I'm 37.
37, and look at how God is using you and, you know, beginning to pour into you through these other Christian leaders. And I'm excited. I can't wait to see how God will continue to work through you and raise your generation up and continue to raise up other generations after you. I love that you have on your letter, and people can even see you on your website. You give a little 3 or 4 minute talk, and then there's this letter that I printed out. But I love, as I mentioned and opened up the program, that you use John 14:27, which says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." And this is kind of a period of time where many people are living in fear, or there's so much uncertainty, and they're waiting for things to be resolved. And so I'm going to give you the closing words on 2 topics. Certainly, you already referenced your lovely wife that's been praying for you, but tell us something more about her, and then how you hope God uses Rural King in the days ahead.
No, my wife is my complete opposite. And, you know, I heard this quote a while back, but it's something I love, that marriage isn't about finding the right person. It's about becoming the right person.
Mm.
And she's that. She's my opposite to make me more where I need to be. And we balance each other out very well. And she's just a, you know, God's put something on my heart for her that is just amazing.
Hmm.
And she's just my best friend. I've known her since I was in high school. We were friends before we dated. And, you know, and then I came back from college. She's wonderful. And then what was your last question?
How would you hope or pray that God will be leading Rural King in the days ahead?
Man, I'd like to say more of a servant heart and more of a relational company that is a great influence to others and an opportunity to come alongside of people.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So I think just being more relational and coming alongside people. Obviously, we love to give great prices and we love to serve our customers in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think more so within the relationships.
Well, thank you, Alex, for being available for today's edition of Market Friends. It kind of turned into a testimony Tuesday on Wednesday, but thank you for carving out this time. I know you have a busy schedule, and with the 6 children and all the other hats that you're wearing and fires that you have to put out or the details you have to attend to when you're a CEO of a big organization, we will ask our Great News Radio listeners to be praying up you, your family, Rural King, and then I'll remind our listeners over the next couple weeks until March 27th, 10% of all your purchases at Rural King will be donated back to Great News Radio. So it'll be an exciting time to support a great company that cares about you and also the radio ministry that you tune in to. So you can learn more at our website, greatnewsradio.org. We have all the details and information there. Or turn to page A9 in the March edition of the Prime Life Times. Hey, thank you for your time.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Nice to meet you.
Take care.
Hey, call me if you need me. Call me if there's any problems with the stores that you think you see. I'd love to hear it.
All right. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Media. God bless you. And have a great day and night.